Mexico's early July election brought an insurgent center-left party to power at every level and dealt stinging defeats to some of its longest-standing parties. How will the old guard adapt, and how will the new guard avoid the pitfalls of the past? Those are critical questions. In Sonora, our neighbor to the south, things have not gotten off to a very smooth start. From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk bureaus in Hermosillo and in Mexico City, Murphy Woodhouse and Rodrigo Cervantes report on what it all could mean for the Arizona-Mexico relationship.
Outside Sonora's Congress some weeks ago, protesters chant, "The tortas have run out," referencing the corrupt practice of political parties luring attendees to rallies with food. The crowd was protesting changes to the state's constitution, approved in an extraordinary session by outgoing members of the ruling center-leaning pre- and conservative PAN parties.
In a legislative coup, they approved substantial constitutional reforms that guarantee they keep power.
Officials with the winning party, like State President Jacobo Mendoza, saw it as a brazen attempt to undermine the incoming majority. And that protects the Legacy PRI, or Institutional Revolutionary Party, and its governor in Sonora, from scrutiny. The move came in the wake of a political sweep, both nationally and in Sonora, of Mexico's new principal political power, left-leaning Morena, the party of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Among the many changes are increased powers for the governor, including the ability to veto budget measures and heightened requirements for future constitutional changes. But where Mendoza sees hints of authoritarianism, State Pre-Director Gilberto Gutierrez sees an attempt to maintain balance between the state's three branches of government.
When all you have is one vision against another, government can become paralyzed.
Gutierrez did acknowledge that the reforms created tension between the executive and incoming legislature, and that tension, Mendoza argued, could impact Sonora's image and relationship with its neighbors. But Gutierrez is skeptical. He pointed to the fact that there is agreement between political parties, including Morena, about the importance of the Arizona-Sonora relationship. That could even be an area of harmony between the new legislature and governor, despite their many differences.
Gobiernos van, gobiernos
vienen. Governments come, governments go. Congresses come, congresses go. And the relationship between Arizona and Sonora remains.
I'm Murphy Woodhouse at KJZZ's Hermosillo Bureau. Now to KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes, who reports on how the transition from PRI to Morena is perceived in the country's capital.
Since López Obrador, or AMLO, won the presidential elections, dozens of citizens crowd around his office looking for his help. They chant that it'd be an honor if he comes out. And among them is 74-year-old Maricela Andrade. She traveled with her family from a town near Cancun to ask for AMLO's intervention on a legal issue. Andrade says they needed to believe in someone. The PRI party doesn't deserve their trust anymore. But Mexicans expecting personal favors from a president is not a new phenomenon. In fact, it was common in the early days of the PRI.
This kind of behavior is more prone to happen in democracies that are not yet consolidated.
That's Sergio Bárcena, a politics researcher at Mexico City's Tec de Monterrey. And he thinks AMLO's party runs the risk of becoming like the hegemonic PRI with its congressional majority and unifying leader.
And why is that Morena is becoming a new PRI or very similar to what PRI was, and it still has a lot of acceptance within citizens? It's because Morena has not been in government yet.
And would this endanger the relationship with the U.S.? For Bárcena, that's unlikely. AMLO and President Donald Trump are both nationalists. José Andrés García is the Phoenix trade representative in Mexico City and doesn't expect any drastic changes either.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador's administration knows the importance of the interaction between U.S. and Mexico in terms of trade and investment.
But García says that Morena's leftist approach might affect the border's dynamics.
Something that I see could bring important changes would be in how he is going to restructure economy in the border.
Adjustments on sales taxes and an increase of regional wages could bring new competitive circumstances at the border industries and trade. And outside of AMLO's office, people demand justice and big changes. And one of them is Aida Juarez.
No creemos en caudillos, no creemos en mesías. Lo que necesitamos son acciones.
We don't believe in leaders or messiahs, she says. What we need are actions. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes at KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau.